This has been one of the most controversial, divisive issues in Port Huron in some time, whether or not to let the train bridge remain in place. And that decision now lies with the Port Huron Yacht Club after a decision announced last week by the Army Corps of Engineers. Joining us right now, the Commodore of the Port Huron Yacht Club, Pam Wall. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, walk us through the process, because this has not been easy at any point. Where are we right now with regard to the Pier Marquette?
Well, as you know, the property was purchased by the Yacht Club 10 years ago with the idea of expanding our marina space into that area along the river. So immediately upon purchasing the property, they were seeking a permit for removal of the bridge because it did not fit into their plan for what they planned for the area. And so that started another process because the bridge was considered a historical space and something that's called Section 106. Through the Army Corps of Engineers, they have to go through this process looking for comments from other parties, interested parties, citizens, and that sort of thing, and it was just a very long, drawn-out process. So now, 10 years later, finally, there was a memorandum of agreement between the Yacht Club and the interested parties, that being Michigan Historical and U.S. Historical people, as well as I think a bridge, historical bridges U.S. or something like that. It's called. I should have looked at all the names of the different groups, but there was a memorandum of agreement that the club entered into and agreed to, which is to provide a complete historical recordation of the property and the bridge, and this is to be done by a historian and preserved in a manner that, you know, people can see what was there and understand the history of the bridge once it's gone. So a preliminary permit has been issued to us also, and that is for the deconstruction of the bridge. But first, we have to follow through with those items in the memorandum of agreement.
So while it looks like you've been given the go-ahead, you being the Port Huron Yacht Club, to dismantle the bridge, there are still a lot of steps that need to be taken before that can actually happen.
Correct. That has to be, that historical recordation has to be done, and it has to be approved and filed away, I think, at Michigan Historical as well as our, as well as at the museum here in Port Huron.
What about the membership of the Yacht Club and where things stand right now with regards to dismantling the bridge? Because, I mean, you're in a unique position as the Commodore for this year, and I believe Commodore is a one-year appointment. Is that correct?
That's right.
So you're the Commodore, and you're on record as saying you oppose dismantling the bridge, and yet it's owned by the membership of the Port Huron Yacht Club. Will they have to vote on what to do, you know, as these steps move forward?
Yeah, the club will have to vote on it because it's, well, for one thing, the removal of the bridge will probably absolutely cost more than $10,000. And we do have a rule that the membership would have to vote on it. Now, keeping in mind that the membership did vote to purchase the property with the idea of tearing the bridge down, so they had signed on to that initially, but now this is, you know, it will require another vote. And I don't know how the club will vote on that. We don't know how much it's going to cost, first of all. And, you know, it's a different time and different priorities are in place, I think. So we'll have to see how club members feel about it.
In terms of timeline, I mean, give us a sense of what you think is likely in terms of, you know, what the, all these steps that need to be taken. Understanding, of course, that it's hard to predict anything right now, given our current situation. But
exactly. I've given up on predicting things.
Yeah.
My nearest Commodore has been, you know, at my house.
Yeah, right.
Not at the club.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell because right now we're looking, you know, right now the committee that's been working on this for 10 years, and I give them credit. They have really persevered on this and, you know, worked very hard to get to this point. And they certainly have a right to celebrate their accomplishment of getting here. But now the next part of this is getting the finding out really, you know, how much is this going to cost? Mm-hmm. Because we can't, if it's just completely out of our reach, then it will go on for a while. We're looking at different, you know, they're meeting with different people, and there's possibility of selling some of the steel, that sort of thing, but right now, we don't have any idea on that, and when we will know that, I'm not sure. It would have to, as I said, though, it would have to go to an election. Our next election is in November, and November 1st, and so if they have some information by then, but I would kind of doubt that they would have enough information and enough time to really, you know, get that out to educate the club members to vote on this by that time.
Right, right.
So in that case, it might be more like January election. We have election in January then, or our annual meeting is in January, and at that time we could also hold a vote. But all that also is, you know, under question just because of COVID,
right,
and our inability to have a big meeting. We probably have to do things on Zoom for this, and already talking about, you know, different ways we can hold our elections because a lot of people are not coming to the club, don't feel comfortable with it. And, you know, for the summer months, we've been just outside all the time at the club. People are using their boats and doing things like that, but our sailing season was pretty much canceled because of the Canadian border issue.
Yeah.
And we share our program with Sarnia, so we couldn't sail with them. They couldn't come on our side. We couldn't go on their side.
Right.
Our race course is basically in Canadian waters, so... Yeah. So there wasn't any racing this year, and all the usual things, you know. The summertime is a busy time at Port Huron Yacht Club with Mackinac Race, and that was very limited this year. We didn't have our events as we normally do, so we've got that challenge for our elections coming.
Absolutely. A lot of challenges indeed. Pam, we appreciate the update and the information. We'll keep following this, and as there's more developments, we'll call on you and members of the Yacht Club for further details. We appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye.